You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sometimes I dream that he's AD. AD, if I could be AD.
Where did you jump from?
Let's start the show.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
what
we
up,
do?
No? We get a people.
Jalen, the Lakers got a huge win against the Red Hot Nuggets last night. The Knicks, of course, got another win, but we start with Brody, Russell Westbrook's line. 14 points, ties a career high, 21 boards, 24 assists in one basketball game. Jalen, they're headed for the play-in. Does anybody in the East want to see the Wizards in a one-and-done tournament-style play-in?
Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz. While you celebrate the Knicks, I'm gonna celebrate the Wizards. But I gotta make sure I do this multimedia thing that's really important. I now see that Russell Westbrook is going to embody a controversial player that competes on a nightly basis, that has accomplished everything individually a player can accomplish, except he's currently not on a super team, so therefore he might not be on a contending team to win a championship. So now people are gonna try to dismiss what he's doing on a nightly basis. Let me teach everybody something. He's led the league in points. He's led the league in assists. He's been MVP of the league. He's played in the finals. Like, Russell Westbrook, what he is doing, this is the new era Big O. For a point guard, for a lead guard, for a dude that's 6'3", to be getting 20 rebounds?
21
and
rebounds?
And 20 assists? Like, the only other person to do that in basketball, his name is Wilt Chamberlain. His name, so I just compared Russell Westbrook and what he's accomplished, getting triple doubles to the Big O, because he's going to pass the all-time record, and the rebounds with the assists to Wilt Chamberlain. Those are vastly different players, but ultimate skill sets that he is currently embodying in today's game. Let's appreciate this man. Let's not dismiss what you're seeing. This is all-time greatness on display. Thank you, Russell Westbrook, for putting on the show this regular season.
You know, I get so tired of the Westbrook slander. Like, when he was in Oklahoma City, there was, oh, well, his teammates box out so he gets to 10 rebounds. No. This is 24 assists and 21 rebounds. Like, this is a wild performance from a team that he has single-handedly turned around in the last couple months. And if you're the Boston Celtics or the Miami Heat or the Pacers or whoever, you do not want to see this team. You do not want to see this team. Look at the Hornets and the Pacers and the Celtics. They're all terrified of this Wizards team. And I also want to give a big shout to Daniel Gafford. Daniel Gafford is coming out of nowhere. Just, he's out here performing. This team is going to be an absolute monster in the play-in, which is one of the reasons I love the play-in. Sorry, LeBron.
It's one more I love LeBron, but that was irresponsible how he handled the Adam Silver thing. And I guarantee you, 3-2-1, there was an email or a text to apologize for that. With that being said, there were two teams playing on the court last night. And you know what else I saw from my lifeless Pacers? That they're probably going to need a new coach.
Bjorkgren's not long for Indianapolis?
Well, you look at the Hawks in those standings. You know the Pacers' former coach is Nate McMillan, right? Okay, that ain't a good look. The Pacers are an embodiment of toughness. Like, I've told you the last couple of years, you would look down at the standings, and for whatever reason, people would dismiss my Pacers and they'd be in the top three, be in the top four. Sabonis would be an all-star. Sabonis putting up 20 tens and triple doubles. You know how much I love Malcolm Brogdon. You know how much I love Caris LeVert. I'm disappointed in those Pacers. I would not be surprised if they make a head coaching change.
Remember where you heard it first here on Jalen Jacoby. Jalen predicting that a coaching change will happen with his former team, the Pacers. Jalen Rose, I don't know if you noticed this, but last night, the Knicks got another big win. The Knicks can't lose. The New York Knicks are back. I don't care about Brooklyn. The road to the Eastern Conference Championship goes through 34th Street and 7th Avenue, Madison Square Garden. They're now the 4th seed. They're going to be hosting a playoff series, and I would pick them against the Hawks in a series. I would pick them against the Heat in a series. This team is going to win a playoff series, and last night, they beat a feisty Grizzlies team led by Ja Morant. Ja Morant had to get kicked out at the end of the game. He's like, you know what? I had enough. I'm out of here. I'm gone. Julius Randle putting in work. Derrick Rose putting in work. The New York Knicks have brought New York basketball back. I don't care how many superstars there are across the river.
Oh, speaking of across the river, people underestimate the fact that we do this show out of South Street Seaport in Manhattan. I tell everybody that will listen, yes, the Nets are the most popular team in the world, but they're not the most popular team in New York City.
No,
and did you just say some of the teams that you would pick your die easy Knicks against? Didn't you mean
the Hawks?
Didn't you mean like Chamberlain and Jerry West in the early 70s? Didn't you mean like Boston's Big Three with Larry in the mid 80s? Didn't you mean the Showtime Lakers, the Bulls when they won 73? That's who these Knicks have beat, right?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, I don't do cross-era comparisons, but this Knicks team is one of the greatest teams ever assembled. One of the greatest basketball teams ever assembled. Easily. Easily one of the greatest basketball teams ever assembled. Easily. Reggie Bullock, Nerlens Noel, Elfrid Payton, Derrick Rose, Julius Randle, Tom Thibodeau, got to play in defense. I'm fully on the bandwagon. It all takes is them to lose like one game in a series. If they lose game one, I'm off the bandwagon. You know how I get down. That's how die-easy fans are.
That guy don't get next to Spike Lee, y'all. Come on, Demetrius, what's happening here? Y'all going to sit next to Spike Lee? Lee was at the game when Willis Reed came out of the tunnel.
Why, that has come from a funeral? What's up with my fit there? Come on, Jacoby. Peace. Moving on. This was an actually impactful game in the Western Conference. The Lakers needed a win. They were without LeBron James, without Dennis Schroeder, and Anthony Davis got it done. One of his best performances since coming back. What do you think about the way AD looked out there against the Nuggets?
This is why the regular season can be so very important, because it's going to create a journey that where you're going to hit some turbulence. And going into last night's game, without LeBron James, without Dennis Schroeder, with the Lakers flirting on play-in territory, and after what LeBron said about the play-in, this was a must-win game in the regular season for the Lakers. Not only confidence-wise, but standings-wise. And AD leading the way with his points and that big block late. That was a huge block late. Did you see his recovery? You see how high he was on that block shot?
Covered like 20 feet.
They needed that. They needed that. And so now, as you bring in Andre Drummond, he pressed Gasol. So now, Drummond starts the game. They're not as good with he and AD. You go to the bench, you bring in Gasol. He motivated now. You see him playing D. You see him making threes. I even think he lost like 10 pounds since they added Andre Drummond. That's how it works. That's why in the NFL, don't be mad when they draft Jordan Love, because Aaron Rodgers going to go out and win MVP. You see Marc Gasol. You see him last night, Jacoby?
Of course I did.
He was locked in and they need it all.
And as someone who's watched more Andre Drummond than anyone else on the planet, what is it about Andre Drummond that's just not fitting with this Lakers team since he's got there?
See, the one thing about his fit with this squad is, like, he's one of those guys as a center that really has great ball skills, right? You can pop him up at the elbow. You can do dribble handoffs with him. He can score on the block. But the Lakers don't necessarily need for him to do that. They need floor spacing a lot of times and or defense or rim protection. And so it's going to be interesting to see how those minutes get distributed. But here's the overarching point. They have so many bigs that can play against so many people.
So many.
Jokic has struggled versus the Lakers field goal percentage-wise more than any team in the league. Yeah, you got Drummond, you got Gasol, but you could put Morris on him. You could put Montrezl Harrell on him.
Davis.
You got so many bigs. And Anthony Davis as well. So because of that, the Denver Nuggets are going to have to find a way to get our guy, our king, our MVP going when he plays against the Lakers.
My king does play on the Nuggets, but it is not Jokic, the soon-to-be MVP. It is King Campazzo. Facu Campazzo is my guy. Look at this rookie, 30-year-old rookie in the league, getting buckets, making fancy that pass. You see how he just passed Porter Jr. open like that? And he was getting into it, mixing up with the opponent. You see that pass? This is all just from last night. This is not his career highlights. This is just last night's. If you see that, I love King Campazzo so much. And without Jamal Murray, he's going to be on the floor in real playoff moments, making a real difference. Shout out to the Argentinian king, Facu Campazzo.
The one thing you really love about him is he's feisty. He's an irritant. He makes open shots, but you like that he takes risky passes.
Yeah.
That's what you really like. And before you die easy for our king, the Joker, can you at least allow him to hold the MVP trophy? Before you jump off the bandwagon.
No, he won the MVP. Man. He won the MVP already. He won the MVP
already. As soon as he won MVP, you left the family.
Well, Jokic will soon be decorated with the MVP, but let's talk about someone who has a lot of championship rings, and that is Tom Brady. And Tom Brady recently said that he would trade two championship rings, two Super Bowl rings, for a perfect season that he was oh so close to with the Patriots. What do you think about this sentiment from Tom?
So that means he has seven and he'll go to five?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think you get one if you have a perfect season. Something like that, yeah.
Okay, so either way, right? So you sacrifice a 102. It's just gold talk. That's all this is. He got so many rings. It's like you having so many kids. It's like, you know, it depends on what day it is, which one you're going to watch. It don't matter if it's Monday to you. It don't matter if it's Friday to you. That's how he feels about his rings. But I got a dubious thing for you. Big shout to David Tyree. Because, yes, they did go on to win this Super Bowl. And he had the amazing catch to extend the drive before my guy Plaxico part the game, got the game-winning touchdown. But did you know that catch in the Super Bowl by David Tyree was his final catch in the NFL? The Giants released him the next season.
Well, Tom Brady is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and so is Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is unhappy with his relationship with the Packers. A lot to discuss about that. Terry Bradshaw with some spicy comments. We'll get it all right after this. Coming to you live from the Seaport District in Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it's time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. Hey, it is time for Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. Jalen, Terry Bradshaw had some critical comments about Aaron Rodgers. Let's listen to what Mr. Bradshaw had to say.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, I never. He's a three-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one.
Called him weak, Jalen. Called him weak. What do you think about Bradshaw's comments?
I definitely want to hit the brakes, and I'm not mad at where Terry Bradshaw is coming from because you and I have echoed similar commentary as it relates to having a backup at any position at any time in any sport. We all have them. So whether it go in the sixth round or the first round, Aaron Rodgers still went out and balled. I think he should be in his feelings about not getting his bread. That's what I think he should be upset about, the fact that he's not getting paid comparable to his skill based on the other players in the league. And shout to Terry Bradshaw, for those that don't know, four-time champion, was a member of the Steelers when they had the steel curtain. Their offense didn't necessarily get a lot of credit. He had Franco Harris, Lynn Swan, John Stallworth. Their offense was outstanding. And by the way, wasn't accused of being the smartest guy. A member of the Dallas Cowboys once said Terry Bradshaw couldn't spell cat if he had the C and the T handed to him. So for him to now turn that into a multimedia career has been outstanding.
Well, Jalen, I'm glad you brought up the drafting Jordan Love thing, because I don't think it's about Jordan Love. I don't think it's about the fourth down field goal. It's about money. It is about money. This is a business and a business relationship. And if he had a new contract and got paid more money, something tells me he'd be happy. Moving on. Chad Johnson's trying to get some money by fighting on the undercard of the Mayweather-Paul fight. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I'm not mad at Floyd for getting this bread. I am not surprised that Chad Ochocinco would get into the ring. We're going to keep it moving for now.
Okay. We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Carmelo Anthony had a historic night last night. He moved into 10th. He is now one of the top 10 scorers in NBA history. What do you think about that?
In any industry, let me tell you what you hope to be called one day. Veteran. I don't care what industry it is. Or OG. Here's why. That longevity means that you've been able to reinvent yourself multiple times and have staying power when flashes in the pan have come and gone. And that's so very important for Carmelo, because we saw his career in Denver. And then we saw what happened with the Knicks. And then once he got released by the Rockets, he was out the league. And if his career would have ended at that point, people would slander his name and or his career. The same with Chris Paul before he got to OKC and the Suns. Both of those guys, same with Derrick Rose. All of those guys have been to a couple of spots, got a chance to reinvent themselves, and now all of a sudden Carmelo Anthony is number 10 all time in getting buckets in the NBA. That's why your New York Knicks should retire his number.
Look at those names. Just look at those names that he is now a part of. An amazing list, an amazing accomplishment. Kevin Love also looks to go to Portland and reinvent his career. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
One of those deals that should have happened years ago. Send CJ to Ohio, send him back to Portland where he's from. Now Kevin Love's stock has dropped. They might play together. Hit the brakes, because Kevin Love might be fed up.
Hit the brakes on this one.
I want to see fed up Kevin Love. Do we got him on the show?
I love this. He's the most relatable, the most relatable basketball player's ever been. Yes. We've all been there.
I've been there.
It's just like, you want me to catch the ball? I'm just going to slap that in there.
By the way, y'all might as well put Rodgers on the back, because he got MVP last year. But if y'all don't give him his bread, the Lions going to be out there like, Aaron Rodgers throwing in his...
I guess that's not going to happen. Michigan's own Franz Wagner has declared for the NBA draft. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Thank you for your contributions to the program, young fella. The number 9 prospect. Looking forward to covering him in the league. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Sixers are on a 5-game win streak. Keep it moving and hit the brakes. They've won 5 in a row. They beat the Bulls. What do you think?
Steph Curry, when he scores 20, they're virtually unbeatable. And it's not just because he's a shooter. It's because how he gets those shots is spreading the floor for Joel Embiid's post-ups and for Ben Simmons' drives. But the other thing that happened with the Sixers is they're now 1 game ahead of the Nets.
Yep.
And I keep telling everybody, if the Nets don't get that number 1 seed, I'm taking the field, Jacoby.
Oh, Jalen, no. I know what's happening here. The Nets don't want the number 1 seed, because that would mean the Knicks in the second round. Everyone's just trying to avoid the Knicks. That's what this really is about, because they're the number 4, so you don't want that number 1, because you do not want to see the Knicks in the second round. That's what's happening. Jalen, in your home city of Detroit.
Hit the brakes.
A man. I just said the word Detroit, so hit the brakes. A man, a team, caught a 100-year-old 240-pound river monster fish. Jalen, do you imagine something like that in the river in Detroit?
The Great Lakes State, my brother. And by the way, don't sleep on, not only is that a beautiful body of water, it's a landmark when you're different places across the country, because I sometimes take for granted how beautiful the water is and how amazing fish like that are in the water. I think I'm gonna have fish for lunch now. Sea bass with a little rub on it. That's what I'm gonna have for lunch. You know what I'm saying?
No,
with a little
I don't
greens,
know what you're saying.
Cause greens help keep my cholesterol down. So
Tommy, go to
greens,
break. Go to break. We'll be right
fish,
back. We'll be right
greens,
back.
Greens, sweet potato.
Doubleheader tonight on ESPN starting at 7:30. It is the Celtics taking on the Bulls, and then in the nightcap, huge game in the Western Conference standings. The Lakers play the Blazers, those teams trying to avoid the play-in tournament. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, Steph went full superhero yesterday, 41 points against Zion and the Pelicans to get the win. Jalen, after the game, Draymond Green said that teams are terrified of Steph. Should teams be terrified of Wardell Stephen Curry?
They should be. You see what he did to Bledsoe right there. Dog, he's basically getting 40 on a nightly basis, shooting it from the parking lot. Going into a playoff situation, you got to be terrified to go against that guy. He's been outstanding all season.
I could see them getting into the playoffs by winning a play-in tournament. I would not pick them in a seven-game series, but there are going to be so much fun to watch because of Wardell, Stephen Curry. Jalen, today's date is significant, May the 4th, because May the 4th be with you has turned into Star Wars Day. Jalen, you claim to have never seen a single frame of Star Wars. You know you've seen some of Star Wars. You've seen some, admit it.
It's been around 50 years, so I know a few of the characters like Chewbacca and R2-D2 and Luke Skywalker and all of that. But when this was out, I was watching Foxy Brown, Cleopatra Jones, Uptown Saturday Night, watching Soul Train, stuff like that, the Mac. See y'all tomorrow at 2:00.